More than 5.4 million people in Sudan have been uprooted from their homes since conflict erupted nearly 6 months ago, making it the fastest displacement crisis in the world. The UN Refugee Agency says the dangers encountered by people fleeing violence also make Sudan one of the largest protection crises facing the agency today. UNHCR Regional Refugee Coordinator for the Sudan Situation, Mamadou Diagne Baldé, says more than 1 million refugees have crossed the border under very difficult circumstances. He says during a recent visit to Sudan, he witnessed the violence and human rights violations experienced by unprotected women, children, and elderly people leaving for South Sudan.
I have seen and I have witnessed the level of human rights violations that have happened within Sudan, so that what we hear from people who have crossed the borders is really heartbreaking. And that's the protection crisis that we are faced with, and it has been ongoing for the past 6 months.
Baldé told journalists in Geneva today that millions of refugees and internally displaced people also are threatened because they cannot receive life-saving aid. He says only 29% of the $1 billion in funds agencies need to combat humanitarian emergencies has arrived. He warns of serious repercussions for the millions of vulnerable people unable to fend for themselves if the international community does not close this funding shortfall.
It's people who no longer can eat, people who no longer are able to have access to their basic rights, but it's also negative coping mechanism. It's about child labor. It's about risk of prostitution. It's taking these communities, putting them in the hand of smugglers and traffickers.
Baldé says the UNHCR expects the number of Sudanese refugees is likely to reach 1.8 million by the end of the year. He warns the longer the crisis drags on, the greater the risk the conflict will spill over into other countries and destabilize the region. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.